of her walls reached a chach because she wants air to come in. So Rashi ruach shu shermut bov of neachoyim. It's hot there in Sukkot time. So you would zichu want some air to come in. So it's a nice thing to have space from the wall goes up 10 feet, and then the chach is 5 feet higher than that. So Mel is very good. Why Rabbi Yehuda brought a riot to his halacha from this meister. Elo l'man diyamadom. That the sukkah katana machlokes we had before. The only machlokes in the Mishnah when the sukkah is exactly dalad ames by dalad ames. That's what Yehuda said. Or v'zoy the kasher is v'chidakar shomalko leshe v'sukkah katana. Like what's of Yehuda then bringing a raya from Hilna Hamalka? It's Mistavra Hilna Hamalka, a queen. Her sukkah was bigger than dalad ames by dalad ames. Now Rav Huna said before that when the sukkah is wider than 4 ames by 4 ames, everybody's moidah, even though it's lamala mechok, still is kosher. So how could Rav Yehuda bring a raya from Hilna Hamalka? Rav Yehuda would have to bring a raya then in a case where the sukkah was exactly only dalad al dalad. Still there, if the schach is lamala mechok, it's kosher. That would be a good raya. But how could Rav Yehuda bring a raya from this mice of Hilna Hamalka if mistavra the malka sukkah was wider than dalad al dalad ames? And according to Rav Huna, once the sukkah is wider than dalad ames, we said this svara. Rav Huna holds before the svara is that tzchach has to make tzel. The aside of tzchach means to make shade. So we said if it's more than 20 ames high, you don't have shade on the bottom from the tzchach, you have shade on the bottom because of the walls. But that's only if the tzchach is only dalad by dalad. But once the tzchach on top is wider than dalad by dalad, then the svara was for sure you have shade on the floor from the tzchach. So therefore, that's where Rav Huna learned that if the sukkah is wider than dalad al dalad, everybody holds its kosher, even though it's lamala mechof. So according to Rav Huna, it's a kasher. How could Rav Yehuda bring a raya to his yisoid? That according to Rav Huna, his yisoid is even if the sukkah is only dalad by dalad, still if the tzchach is higher than 20, it's still kosher. Where's your raya from Hilna Malka? For sure, Hilna Malka sukkah was wider than dalad al dalad. Have the Gemara? No. Omer Rav Bar Avada, Lenitzuchu Elo Lesukah Hasuya Kitunyas. Kitunyas. She had a sukkah that had small rooms in it, small chambers. So she was sitting now, she was sitting in a small chamber, in a small room. And this room talk only had dalad al dalad. For the Gemara, good, he wanted to tell me the sukkah with small rooms. Of a Vechidaka, Shomalka, Lesha, Vesukah, Hasuya Kitunyas. Kitunyas. Still it's a kasha. A queen doesn't sit in such a sukkah. She doesn't sit in a sukkah that has different small rooms to it. It's Mistavra, like where she was sitting, it was a wide room. So again, most probably her sons ate where she was, and most probably she was in a big room. So once her room was wider than dalad al dalad ames, then Rav Yehuda can't bring a raya to his yisoid according to Rav Huna. Because once it's wider than dalad al dalad, everybody holds its kosher. So Gemara says, Am Rav Ashi, lo nitzuchu elo leketunyos shebo. Talking about true, Avada, she had a nice big room where she spent most of the day. We're talking about now, she had a private room also. A private corner, let's nias. Drashi leketunia shebor. That means sukkah gedoyla levnei mesibois. Avada, she had a nice big sukkah, nice big room there. But for ketunias katana betoichel let's nias. She had like a small corner there to use let's nias. Ve beketunias. Yasven. She was punked now sitting in this small corner. Now viaf agav de psula, even though it's possible, ichbaslon. The ish of turum nasukkah. In other words, she herself, Taka, is potter, it doesn't bother us. But the kasher is, look, as I said before, how could her sons be sitting there? That's the Raya of Yehuda brought. Now it's very good, even according to Rav Huna. She was sitting in the small corner. That was like a private closet. That's where she was sitting. And that room was only dalad al dalad. And still her sons were sitting there. And still the chomim, when they came in and saw her sons eating at that part of the sukkah, didn't say anything. That's of Yehuda's Raya, that even though it's only dal al dalid, still the schach, even though it's lamala mechof, still it's kosher. So now, what's the machlokes now? Rabbanan said there's no Raya from this Maisa. Rabbanan hold, that I'll tell you, Boneho, Besukkah, you have a Yasvin. Avada, the sons were sitting in the bigger room, in the big sukkah. And that's why, even though the schach was lamala mechof, it's kosher. The Yehu, only she, the mother, Yasva Bikatunyas, Mishum Sniyusa. She was sitting in the small room because it's Sniyus. She wanted to have privacy. But the Rabbanan say Avad, if the sons would have been sitting in that small room with her, since that room was only Dalad al Dalad, and the Tzchach was higher than 20 Amis, the Rabbanan say it's possible. So Avad HaChomim would have told you, doing the wrong thing. But the reason why the Chum didn't tell her anything, because the sons were not sitting in that small room. The sons were sitting in the big room. And in the big room, that's where Funa says, according to everybody. Since the room is wider than Dalad Amos by Dalad Amos, according to everybody, could be kosher as high as you want. Therefore, nobody told her anything. That's the Chum Shita. That's what the old, there's no Raya from this Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rabbi Yehuda also know. Poneho Gabo Heva Yasva. Rabbi Yehuda was the Maisa one, the sons were sitting mamish next to her, in a private room, that was only Dalar Adalit. And still, even though the Schach was higher than 20 yamas tall, still she was Mekai Mitzvah Chinuch by letting the sons eat there. So that's Kasha, how come? Why didn't the Chum tell you not doing the Mitzvah the way you're supposed to? Elamayitza writes Rabbi Yehuda, Tiafiyavafilo Hochli Amri Lo Dover. The Chum didn't tell her anything. You know why? Because the Sukkah is still kosher. This is the right Rabbi Yehuda, that even though the walls are only 4 amas apart, that's all, and the schach is very high, taller than 20 amas tall, still it's a kosher sukkah. Still it's kosher to mekayim mitzvah chinuch. That's a raya, it's a kosher sukkah. That was Rabbi Yehuda's raya. So it's a good raya according to Rabbi Yehuda. Agav Rashi is the kasher. This we had yesterday two man diomim. Rav Funa said the shailer is dalal adalit. But Rav Adda learned yesterday, we had yesterday, he learned it's talking about Dafka by 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim, in a place where it's only Roy to hold your head, your over your body, and your Shulchan. That's all. Even such a small room is also kosher Sukkah. So Rashi is bothered by, if you hold Ketunias here means such a small room, how is it possible that all her sons were sitting in that small room? You can't get 7 people in such a small room. If the whole room is only 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim, how could you get 7 kids in there? So Tosfos answers. Tosfos says here, Mashadochet v'kuntris, Rav Chanan it is, Rav Chanan bar Rabba, that Marad Rav Yehuda, v'yevshel shiva bonim v'shiva tfachim, Rav Adam Rabba says that a sukkah is kosher even by 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim. And that's what we're talking about. So if so, how could you have 7 kids sitting in such a small room? So Tosfos says, Lav Pirchi, it's not a kasha. The Dilma, the Yisrael's Gezach here, Arucha Tuva. It could be, it was very, very long, the sukkah. The sukkah was very, very long. Avaloi Hoysa Rechava, and the Mogan of Ron's Gersri is Ela Shiva Tvachim. O Benea B'yoysa Rechava Yasvi. In other words, that Lalachat's brought down. Not that we say the smallest sukkah you could have is 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. If it's less than 7 by 7 Tvachim, the sukkah is possible. What's going to be, let's say you have a sukkah 10 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide. Is that kosher? You have the exact same square inches as you would have 7 by 7. Is that kosher here also to have 7 by 6? So they bring down the Magen Avraham Madaik from this Tosfos known. That Tosfos gives with Davka, it was had to be 7 tefachim wide. It will be less than 7 tefachim wide, it will be possible anyway. In other words, you want to say now it's kosher from Mitzvah Chinuch. So that's what Tosfos says. It was very, very long. And it had at least be 7 tefachim wide. Because any time one of the dimensions, either the length or else the width, is less than 7 tefachim, the sukkah is possible. Even though it could be 20 tefachim long. But as long as it's not wide 7 tefachim, it's possible. And that's what's on the lachar also. So if you have a small sukkah, it's not enough to have this way 20 tefachim and the other way 5 tefachim, it's still possible. You have to have at least 7 by 7. There has to be at least a square there of 7 by 7. Even though if Hilchos Mezuzah we hold, not like that. Hilchos Mezuzah we hold, the room has to be Dalad Amos by Dalad Amos. And you don't have to have 4 by 4, it's enough to have 6 by 2. So you have to be mechalek between a sukkah and Hilchos Mezuzah for the bias. But call point of Hilchos Sukkah, Tosfos says here, the way the Magen Avraham learns, that the sukkah has to be a perfect, at least 7 by 7. If you don't have 7 each way, it's possible. So here, this small room she had was 7, so Beitais learns, the small room was 7 tefachim wide, but it was 20 tefachim long. So that's how she can have all her 7 kids in that room. But still is good, because since it wasn't wider than 7 by 7, it's according to Rabbanan, it's possible if the schach is more than 20 amas high. So therefore, it's a riot to Rabbi Yehuda now, even though the schach is the Ma'ala Mechav, still the sukkah is kosher. Omarav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Halacha, what's the halacha? Tzricha shetei machzekes roisha v'rube v'shachonai. You know the smallest size of a sukkah you can have, it has to be at least 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, which is big enough to have your head in there, to have rubai robe the majority of your body, v'shachonai on your table. If you have a sukkah smaller than this, it's possible. That's what the Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak said. Omale Rababa. So Rababa said back to him, Kaman, who are you saying like? L'chur Kibay Shammai. The Chur will soon, as we saw later, there's a Marashal on Dav Chav Ches, there's a Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds his kosher just Rosh of Rubai. 6x6 is kosher. You don't need 7x7. You don't need Shulchanah there. It's enough just Rosh of Rubai. And here Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak is holding, no, you have to have Rosh of Rubai v'Shulchanah. The Chur, that's 7x7 like Beis Shammai Shita. Or Malais, he answers back like Enoch Nam, Yelik Kaman, Yisaka True. Ella, who else you want to say? True. I'm Taka Paskin like Beis Shammai. And we'll soon see Tosis here. This is one of the 6 cases that we Paskin like Beis Shammai. Ika the army, some said the Lashon is like this. That Omer Rabbi Abba, the Omeloch Mani, Rabbi Abba said back to Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, who are you saying like? Like, who do you Paskin that you say, you, for a Sukkah you need at least Roshav Rubai Bishachonai, or Malay Beis Shammai, Enoch Nami. It's going according to Beis Shammai, but you should know, Vulay Tosis Mino. Don't move away from here, like don't think. Usually we pass like Beis Shammai, but like Beis Hillel. Not here, no. Here we pass in like Beis Shammai. And that's halachom, that if a sukkah is smaller than 7x7, enough to size to have Rosh Rubai v'Shechonai, the sukkah is possible. Here we pass in like Beis Shammai. Let's take these down. That the Seder of Amram, posak v'shisha mekaymas, halacha ge Beis Shammai. Choda hai de sukkah. Tzurich ishtem achzekas Rosh Rubai v'Shechonai. And since the Gemara paskins, that's from Shmuel Rav Yitzchak saying halacha, so mashmir, this halacha we paskin like Beis Shammai, that your sukkah has to at least be 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Vaito. Maskev lo Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. So Nachman Rav Yitzchak asked the kasher both to Rav Abba, to Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, mimai de Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. What's your raya you're telling me now? That your halach goes according to Beis Shammai and not according to Beis Hillel. Mashmi, you hold it some achlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. About a small sukkah, Dilma besukkah gedole pligi. Maybe the Mishnah later is only talking about a big sukkah. And there's a machlokes about a big sukkah. What's the case? Ukigoyin di Yosef apume dim tolosa. We're talking about, you have a tremendous big room. You have a big sukkah. But you're now full sitting at the door of the sukkah. That's exactly where you're sitting. And your table is not in the sukkah. Your table is inside the house. And you're sitting, mamish, by the entrance of the sukkah. You're eating in the sukkah. But you know where your table where the food is? It's inside the house. That's the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai Savri Gazrinon Shema Yimshech Achas Shechonai. You should know in such a case, Beis Shammai says, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. You weren't yet to the mitzvah. Why? With the rabbanon, it's a gzeirah. It's a gzeirah. If you can eat that way, we're afraid maybe you'll pick yourself up, leave the sukkah altogether, and go in your house and eat it by your shulchan. And then for sure you're not yetzer. So therefore, the rabbanon, Rabbi Shamuel, does a gzeirah. You can't be yetzer the mitzvah eating in such a sukkah. We'll soon see what that means. Tosfos Shita is a tremendous chiddush. Tosfos says that lo yotze dechavosi afilu diraisa. Tosfos holds even with the Yerayis you now mekayim the mitzvah. Because Yashkan the Beis Shammai, Heicha the Yosef Apiskat of Atlosa, Beis Shammai, our halacha here, to the end, the last few words of Tosfos here. Then a case where you're sitting at the entrance of your sukkah, the Gazrina Shem Yishach Achash Shachonai, Beis Shammai makes a gzera, that you now mekayim the mitzvah, because we're afraid even though you're eating the food in the sukkah, maybe you'll leave the sukkah to eat in the house where your table is. Or Kaamri, Lekiyamta mitzvah sukkim yamecha, the Afilu med Yerayitza lekayim. When the Beis Shammai nishlo Beis Hillel, Tosfos Shita is that now even midiraisa now mekayim the mitzvah. Tremendous chiddush. Even though really midiraisa you're sitting in the sukkah and the sukkah is a nice big sukkah and the schach is kosher, everything is kosher, you should be mekayim the mitzvah. But since you're sitting at the entrance and your table is inside the house, Beis Shammai makes it zera to say if you eat this way, we're afraid maybe you'll leave your sukkah and go inside the house. Therefore, the rabbanon said you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And the Rabbanon have a koyach, when they say you're not mekayim the mitzvah, they have a koyach to tell us that even with the raisa, you're not mekayim the mitzvah anymore. Some achronim want to say a blaz like a hezbur, like it's a mitzvah of Bobi Aveira. Once Beis Shammai, once the Chum made a gzera, you're not allowed to eat this way. When you go and eat this way, you're doing an Aveira by eating this way. Therefore, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Other Rishonim learn not like this. Other Rishonim learn that Avad Yuwa Mekayim the mitzvah with the raisa, just with the Rabbanon says you're not mekayim, it's only the Rabbanon that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If you eat there this way, so and then you, let's say the first night sukkahs, and then you realize you did wrong, you want to eat over a second time in the sukkah. Well, you have to make a bracha the second time or not.
The way Tosis learns that you're not making the mitzvah at all the first time. So if you can eat over again at night, you'll have to make a bracha the second time. Because the first time you weren't making the mitzvah at all. Because the other Rishonim, though, you were making the mitzvah, just like Rabbani did something wrong. But Tosis is this Gemara, according to Beisham, is Zera, Yimamish not making the mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah. Who didn't you have the yisur of this by Hilchos, by Kriyashma also, that midrash we pass in a Laila, you can make the mitzvah Kriyashma the whole night. The Chama made a gzera at Chatzos. After Chatzos, you shouldn't say Kriyashma. So also, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah there speaks out what's going to be, according to Chama Shitti, if you say Kriyashma after Chatzos. So he also does one start to say, you're not making mitzvah Kriyashma midrash even. Even though midrash, you will not say it until the next morning, but since the Rabbanan said at Chatzos, if you say it afterwards, you're not making the mitzvah at all. Just like Tosis says over here also. In other words, you said that if you don't listen to the Rabbanin, it lies like a mitzvah, but we are very not making the mitzvah at all. Halacha, we hold there, you could say Kriyashma after, because we hold like Gamliel, that even though the Chili is supposed to say before Chatzos, but if you didn't say before Chatzos, we hold you're allowed to say Kriyashma throughout the night. But here we hold like Beshamai. If you ate this way, you're not making the mitzvah sukkah at all, according to Tosis Shita. Right, though? Beisilo Sarvulay Gazrina. Beisilo helps, no, we don't make the Gzera. So that's the kasha. Who says there's a machlokes about a small sukkah? Maybe the whole machlokes is only about a big sukkah. Do you make this gezerah or not? For Dekana, now bring your proof of this also. Diktoni, the Mishnah says later, Mi shoyer roish of rubei besukkah. Someone had his head and his majority of his body was in the sukkah. The shulchanai b'teich abayis, but the table was inside the house. So what's the loch? And he was eating in the sukkah. Beishamai poistim. Beishamai says it's possum. Or Beisilu Machshirin. Beisilu says the sukkah is kosher. Now, via Misa, if you're going to tell me now the whole machloikis is about a small sukkah, not about a big sukkah, or the Zoy, that Mishnah should have explained itself. It should have said, Machzekis, Reina Machzekis, mi boyilei. The Mishnah should have said, if you eat in a small sukkah that does not have the size to have Reisha Rubei Vishachonai, if it's less than 7x7, it's possible. Or the sukkah katana. Period. Because why didn't the Mishnah speak out clearly? If you eat in such a sukkah that's less, you don't have enough a reish of rubai, then it's possible. Since the Mishnah doesn't speak out the size, Mashmu talking about it's a big sukkah, even though it's a tremendous size sukkah. Still, since you're eating by the entrance and your shulchan, your table is inside the house, Beisham holds his exera, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. For at the Gemara though, true, you have a right as machlokes about a big sukkah. But you want to tell me over sukkah katana lepligi, but by a small sukkah there's no machlekes. But Tanya would learn like this: Marzekes roishav rubei b'shachonai k'shera. If you have a sukkah that's at least 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim that can hold your head, your roiv, your body, and your shulchan, it's kosher. Rabbi says no. Ad shehebo arbamis al arbamis. Rabbi Shitter is a sukkah has to be at least 4 amis to 4 amis. If it's less than that, you're not mekayim mitzvah sukkah. That's Rabbi Shitter. So that's one brisa. Now, Batani, another brisa says like this: Rebbe Yoimer, kol sukkah shein bo arba amos al arba amos psula. True, that's good. Rebbe Lishitosai. If the sukkah is smaller than 4 amos and 4 amos, the sukkah is possum. But for Chachamim Maimer, the Chachamim say, afilu eino marzekes ela roishav rubai. Even though the sukkah is so small that only your head and rovu your body gets in, that's around 6 tefachim and 6 tefachim sheira. V'yilu shachon like a tony. This price, it doesn't say you have to have 7 tefachim, your shulchan also, mashm, it's enough, just 6 tefachim, just you and your body. So the chura, kash and adodi, it's a theory with these two prices. Rebbe is good, but it's a theory according to the chachomim. One chachomim say the sukkah has to be 7x7 that your head and your shulchan can get in there, and one chachomim say it's enough just to have reish rubai, you don't need your shulchan. So what's the theory? How do you answer these two chachomim? What do you have to say? El alav shemaminam, hodei shamay hodei silul. You have to say about it's a machlokes Beisham and Beisilu, that by a small sukkah also there's a machlokes, that by Shammai Shita is the smallest size a sukkah could be is Roshav Rubai Vishachonai, which is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and Beisilu argues and says no, it's enough just to have Roshav Rubai, 6 by 6 is also enough. So who we're bringing a raya now, there's a machlokes by a small sukkah also, and before we brought a raya, there's a machlokes by a big sukkah. So what's going on? I'll bring you right from our Mishnah also, that is a machlokes by a small sukkah. Midiktoni Beishamai Poislin. It says, Loshin Beishamai says it's posel. What does posel mean? Mashmah the sukkah is posel. Or Beisilu Machshirin. And Beis Hillel holds, no, the sukkah is kosher. Now, if you want to tell me, it's only a machloekes by a big sukkah, and we're talking about that the table is inside your house, and you're sitting by the entrance. So what's the machloekes? Do we make a gzeira, maybe you go inside or not? So then it should have said a loshin, the amisa beishama yomrim, lo yotza. It should have said, beishami says you're not yotza, the din in you. I'd rather the sukkah itself was a kosher sukkah. You had a mamash, a tremendous big sukkah. Now what was wrong? That you sat down tight by the entrance, even though your head and body is inside the sukkah, but since your table is inside the house, beishami says it should have said lo yotza, because it's a gzeira, maybe you go inside. Or beishilo says, no, there's no gzeira, you're makayim the mitzvah. Me boiler, that's what it should have said. So Ebezoik is another raya that Avadavit Samachloik is by a small sukkah. That by Shammai says that the sukkah is not 7x7, it's like a psula. And Basil holds a sksheira. So the Elakashia Mishoya, Rashi says in Yagurus this, the Kopon and the Kashrid before was Mashma, it's Samachloik is by a big sukkah, not by a small sukkah. So the Teretz is, Li Oilam Betati Pligi. Avada, Beishamai, Basil have a Machloik is in two. There are two Machloik is in here. Pligi, the sukkah ketana. What machlokes is, what's the smallest size that a sukkah is still kosher? Beis Shammai holds you have to at least have Rosh Shabruva Shachonai 7x7, and Beis Hillel holds no, even smaller is kosher. Just Rosh Shabruva is enough, 6x6. Or Pligi the sukkah gedola. And who adin is also a second machlokes, about a big sukkah. So you make this gzeira if you're sitting by the door and your table is inside the house, do we make the gzeira or not? That's the second machlokes. So the Gemara by Chasumri next, where something is missing, Vachikton. This is what the Mishnah should have said. Mishaya Roishav Rube Besukkah. Somebody has his robe of his body and his head in the sukkah. V'yashulchan Ebetoich Abayis. And the shulchan, the table is inside the house. Even though it's a tremendously big sukkah. Beishama Yorim Lo Yotza. Beishama Yol Jinam Mekayim De Mitzvah. And the way Tois learns with Yeraisa, Jinam Mekayim De Mitzvah. Since the Reshama makes a Gzeira, we're afraid maybe you'll leave the sukkah and go into your house. They said, don't eat that way, so if you eat that way, you're not making the mitzvah. Or they still learn from Yotza. They still say, no, you are Yotza, we don't make this gzeira. That since the sukkah is a kosher sukkah, and you're eating in the sukkah, even though your table is inside the house, we still Yotza, we don't make a gzeira. That's one machlokes. Now, what about the Sheinu Machzekis? What's going to be now if you have another case, a very small sukkah, that's only 6x6 tefachim. There's only big enough to get your head in there and the majority of your body, but your table can't fit in there. Then Beis Shammai poistim, Beis Shammai says like it's possible, or Beis Hillel machshirin, and Beis Hillel holds it's kosher. So we're coming out now, there are two separate machlokes in the Chura, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Beis Shammai holds two things. That first of all, sukkah can't be smaller than 7x7, and also there's a gzeira, if you're sitting in a big sukkah, but you have your table inside your house or outside the sukkah, and you're sitting and eating by the door, even though your body is inside the sukkah, still you're not yotze. So it's a shalom alamaisa, how do we paskin here? Our Gemara before said we paskin here like Beis Shammai Shita about the size. So that's for sure. The sukkah has to be at least 7x7. If it's smaller than 7x7, it's possible. Even though Beis Hillel says it's kosher, but this must be Gemara Paskal Nois, we Paskal like Beis Shammai. So this is the Gemara Paskal Nois by a Sukkah Katana. What's going to be about a Sukkah Gedola though? That the Gemara doesn't say clearly who we Paskal like. So it's like a Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that by a Sukkah Gedola, if you make this Gezerah, if you're eating by the entrance and your table is inside the house, they say now it's the old Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we always Paskal like Beis Hillel. So some Rishonim say that there with the Gzeira we don't hold from. We only pass with Beis Shammai what the Gemara says. For the size, it has to be at least 7x7. But about this Gzeira, since the Gemara doesn't pass like that, we don't hold like Beis Shammai. We don't, yeah. But the Rif and the Rambam say no. They hold both. In both halachas, we pass like Beis Shammai. And halacha, and Shulchan Aruch also is brought down like that. That you're not supposed to eat at the entrance of your sukkah if your table is inside your house. So they have to learn, the Rambam and the Rif have to learn, that the pshat from the Gemara, since the Gemara brings down the Machlokes together, and we paskin in one punk like Beis Shammai, it's mashma for both of them, we paskin like Beis Shammai. Because Lechura and Flug, there are two different svaras here. That we're trying to speak out, that the Hezgrin Beis Shammai, why he says you have to have a sukkah at least the size of Rosh Ruba V'Shachonai, they say it's a svara, because if it's any smaller than that, it's not called a dira. It's not called Roy to live there. The Gemara later will see in the Zion says a svara that Beis Shammai holds need a dirus kva, a dirus arai is possible. In other words, if the sukkah is so small, it's not right to live there. So Sharon speak out, even though we paskin a sukkah is kosher, dirus arai, you don't need a permanent sukkah. But the pshat is, it depends how temporary it could be. So temporary that it's smaller than 7 and 7 is not called a dir at all. It's called a dir srucha. It means it's very not like fam, not comfortable to be there. So such a sukkah paskin is no good. That's Beishamay Svaram. That's one Svaram. According to the second machlok, it's a new gzera. So you make a gzera if you're sitting by the door, will you go out or not? So really, one should not have to do with the other one. But the pshat from the Rambam and the Rif is, you have to say is, that since the Gemara brings down both machlokes and together here, and we start off saying, we hear we pass with Beishamay, it's the start from both halachas, we pass with Beishamay. Right. So the Marman Tan Lohoda Tan Rabbonim. Who's the Tan of this Braisa? That the locher is Bayi Shein Boy Arbamis Al Arbamis. If you have a house, a room, that's smaller than Daladamis by Daladamis, Potter Min HaMezuzah. That room is Potter from Mezuzah. Min HaMakah. If you have a roof on top, you don't have to put a roof, a makah, a gate around it. V'yeinah Matam V'negoyin. If there's a neger in the house, it has no tumas neger. Because by neger, the Torah says Bayis. And a bayis means a place that's royal to live, which is at least dalad by dalad. V'yena nechlek b'bot yorechayma. The loch is a bot yorechayma, it's nechlek, if you're not part of it after 1 year, it stays by the person loylam. It wasn't set on such a small house. It was only set on a bayis, and less than dalad al-dalad is not called a bayis. Yeah. V'yena nechlek means, elo padei liyolim, you can always be part of it. V'yotze b'yovel, in legolo, kishar kaka b'le binyan. Like any other kaka, doesn't have the din of a boti, a house of an orichayma. If somebody wants, when they go into mechama, the pasuk says, you have a right to go back home and take care of your new house. But if you only have a small house that's less than dalad dalid, you don't have a right to leave the war. You have to stay by the mechama. You can't make an Arab on such a house. There's people living there, it's too small to give it a shame house. You don't need a shtufim mevoyis either for this. Trashiyir. You can't leave the Erev in such a house like this. Now, first is saying, people living in such a house doesn't answer on the rest of the Bnei Chatz. It's not called living there. So you don't need an Erev, you don't need a shtufim mevoyis. Let's say other people living in the Chatzim want to make it a Ruvi Chatzeris. So Allah is supposed to put the Erev, the Challah, in one house. So you can't put the Challah in this house. Since this house is less than dollar, it's not called a house. V'yein oisin, v'yein oisin oisin.